You're listening to the Puget Sound Underground with Nick from Job himself.
Another one of my favorite local bands. I saw you guys, first time I saw you guys, it must have been 3-4 years ago, I think. It's been a while. Okay, and I was just blown away by your guitar play.
And yeah, you're going to make me blush, man.
It's okay, you're on radio. Nobody can tell.
Yeah, right. I can't see how
I saw you. One time I saw you, you had a cordless pack for the guitar playing.
Yeah.
And you jumped off stage. I think you ordered a beer while you're playing a guitar solo and just playing like a 5-minute solo. And it was just, you didn't miss a note. It was awesome. Just going around talking to everybody while you're playing.
It's funner in the crowd.
Yeah, that's where the party's at anyway, right?
Right.
I'm part of the show and the audience now.
That's right.
It's awesome. That's,
right.
That's smart. I like that.
Just like I'm known to be start a mosh pit, getting a mosh pit while I'm singing a chorus or something.
On this next song, I want each and every one of you to come up and give me a high five.
Yeah, but you do that at country shows. I don't get it.
It's because he's trying to woo the ladies.
You know it.
You like me a country girl, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, I dig some country. It's just rock and roll with twang.
I like the old, old country, man.
You know, and then Johnny Cash, too, but he was with country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, around that era.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the local rock scene even more.
One of my ultimate goals is to kick back with Willie one day and just smoke a J.
I'm sure he would have nothing but stories to tell.
Oh, yeah.
About how he got arrested. The tax man came after me, man.
Tax man coming. Tell us about everything that's been going on with himself and you and your brother and, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, man. We've been on hiatus for a little bit, actually about, almost a year ago. Job himself got pretty much a facelift.
Let's put a smile on that face.
The original drummer and bassist left, and I teamed up with Eddie Mendoza from the Ari Moore band, and he plays for Nolan Garrett as well.
I've heard of him before.
Dude, just absolutely phenomenal. The guy is through the roof, and I mean, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet as well. And our bassist, Martin Kilburn, he's just, I mean, as a guitarist playing in a trio, you know, I do my thing while I'm out there playing. Mm-hmm. And to have somebody behind me that's not just going to play the basic chord notes that I'm playing and actually just move up and down the neck the whole time, I mean, we mesh so well. So,
you have that chemistry. Would you say, like, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts?
It's incredible. I mean,
it's when a band is awesome.
Yeah. When we started with the previous members, you know, it was great and we had a good time and whatnot. But these guys just have so much more experience. And so playing with them, it really just kind of changed the entire dynamic of the band. I mean, I still get off stage and play behind my neck and with my dreads and all that.
You play with your dreads?
Yeah.
I have not. I don't think I've seen that.
You might as well come to the show.
I was pretty drunk both times I saw you.
By the end
of the show, I was.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's pretty cool. Like, he just rocks it out.
You've seen this band?
Yeah.
Dude, they're awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. Like, I mean, I was running around all over stage because I was managing that day. But I did get to see you guys, and you guys were really rocking hard. We still have pictures of that, I think. Shutter was there that day. He was taking pictures for the station, so I'll go ahead and post that.
Nice, cool.
On our Facebook, the pictures of Job himself.
And on our new website, thepugetsoundunderground.com. We have a photo section there, too.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That show was the first show that I played with Eddie and Martin. That was the first time we actually got out, and we'd only been together for like 3 months, and we just kind of like rushed everything down and did a couple covers. And
where was that show at?
That was here.
Here.
Yeah, in Lindblom.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wanted to go to that. I could not.
Yeah,
we still got the poster over by our promotions.
Yeah.
Still posted the drum itself. I saw like, hey, I know that band. I love that band.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
That band's awesome.
But anyway, so we have a little garage CD that I gave you guys, and you can start playing that. But at the end of next month, we'll be finishing our studio demo, so that'll be out. And
it sounds like you like to piss off your neighbors.
Yeah, well, actually, the neighbors like it, to be honest.
They don't know anything.
But it literally is. We had a laptop and a couple mics. You know, we're all pretty broke, so we just kind of put something together so we could start pushing the new sound and getting all that stuff out there. Currently, we're going to be working with Maurice the Fish Records and Raymond Hayden, so he's going to be producing and kind of helping with some of the composure of the songs on the new album.
Very cool.
Yeah, we got Bill Bungard's going to be our photographer, and we just have all these resources that are waiting, so there's a promotional plan in place. We've been off the grid, but we are going to be back very, very soon.
Off the grid, but you have been busy.
Yes, yeah. Actually, the problem was I wasn't busy. Lost my job, we lost funding, and so everything, you know. For all the local bands out there who have to work a full-time job and work their butts off to be able to play music, you know, my hat's off to you, because
it's not easy.
Everybody has to do it, and it's a pain
it's
in
tough.
The ass. And when
you
can't,
especially you just want to go out and not have to worry about that other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a time when I literally didn't have enough money to get to practice. I mean, it was just terrible. So, you know, and it all kind of just happened for all three of us at once, and now everybody's back to being able to support ourselves. So that's always nice.
It's tough. I know how it is. I'm a living story.
But
good story.
Just trying to, you know.
Hey, that's where some of the best songwriting comes from, you know, when you're going through some troubles in life.
Actually, three of the new songs are I wrote during that time. And actually, on the album, there will be one acoustic song, too, which is something that we've never really done before. It's always been tricking grungy and bluesy and all that stuff. A little bit of a diverse direction.
One review I think I read of your band, it said, like, a bluesy Soundgarden. I thought that was actually pretty good.
Well, that's a hell of a compliment, man.
it was a news clip I saw. I was just, like, looking up your 4 years back or whatever. I was like, that's a damn good way of putting it. But it's grungy, it's bluesy, your vocals are just over the top. In, you know, in a great way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when it came down to it, when I started playing music, blues is where I started. I started with Jimmy, and then obviously, like, kind of studied him, and that brought me back to the blues, yeah. And then after I got tired of playing 1-4-5 progressions all the time, go into that grunge era, because that's what I grew up in. It kind of made sense to mix them together. I mean, they're two heartfelt types of music, and, I mean, essentially, grunge has always kind of had a blues influence, because most of the guitarists play in, like, a blues scale when they're soloing and all that stuff.
Absolutely. So. That's one thing I love about the whole grunge scene. They didn't really do anything new, in a way. They just kept on doing what was happening in the 70s, and people got sick of what was going on in the 80s, and, like, Nirvana broke big, and it had everything out, but every other band was gaining traction. They brought blues back into the music.
Yeah. Well, you said it right there. I mean, the reason why blues hit so much is because it was such a passionate music. It wasn't something that was terribly complicated or anything like that, but it was about something where they felt either really happy or really sad. And,
when you're playing the blues, you can say more with one note than the best 80s shredder could say with a million.
Right, exactly. And in the grunge era, they did the same thing. You know, they came out and they were angry or they were happy, and they pushed out that emotion through their music. And there's a lot of hair bands that were pretty upset with it, though.
History of this area, the local scene, and then that's kind of what we've been doing for today, supporting the local scene. You know, you may be working full time, you may be transcending into that new sound, and that's what we're always here for you.
So I appreciate it, man. It's good to be back here. It's been a while.
100 episodes later, we're up in the run, Best of Washington.
You guys deserve it, man.
If you can go vote for that, that'd be awesome.
Do you even know where we're at? I don't even know where
already voted.
I don't even
check that in like a week.
Thanks, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
you voted for us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's cool. What's important.
I wasn't talking about Obama.
100 episodes, man. That's an awesome show. I mean, it's been crazy today.
Just like the bands we played, you know, we've grown as well.
You guys pretty much keep the local scene alive. A lot of people don't know that there even is a local scene, but you guys really focus on what's going on here, and there's, you know, obviously no other radio stations that are doing that.
There's so much talent here still. Yeah. There always has, but people like, it all got tapped out with the whole grunge scene and everything.
Like, no, it didn't.
That's true. I mean, the major labels came in and just... They picked up four bands and killed a bunch of others on the way to make a bunch of money.
They made grunge mainstream.
Yeah, but there's always been such a great scene here. And I've been rediscovering it in the past few years and everything. For a while, it was just all death metal hardcore I was exposed to. It's all my friends are into.
Yeah, no, I know.
And then
I
saw your band. I was like, great, music's still alive.
Yeah.
And now I'm into metal. I joined a metal band, and then about a year later after playing in a band, I started liking metal.
Yeah, right?
You were saying just the local grunge scene sparked a lot of people's passions back when it started. So it almost ignited the local grunge scene. It's not like it tapped all of the talent from the local scene. It ignited new talents as well.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people think is like, oh, Nirvana and Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam and all that, and Soundgarden. That was it. Like, no, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of time.
It was like
that
a fire that burned so hot it burned itself out. Before that, even into like 83 when Soundgarden started and all that and like Malfunction, we had Kevin Wood in.
Queens of the Stone Age has been around since 82, man.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, they've been around
for a long
time.
Like Caius and all that.
Yeah.
One thing that I do want to point out, though, just as a quick shout out before I'm going to go ahead and say I'm done. Tiger Bob, he won tickets.
Tiger Bob, good buddy of mine.
Thank you.
I was actually camping out with Tiger Bob at the Fort Pain of Grass.
Do we want to know why they call him Tiger Bob?
I have no idea.
Look him up.
I just want to give a huge shout out. Congratulations to you, Tiger Bob. I'll see you there.
Job himself. Push that button.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah. You like it. So tell me, why that name?
I'll be the ammonia, you be the bleach. Yeah. I can't give away the mystery, man. It's just about two things that had some trouble mixing together, that's all.
Yeah.
It's an explosive track, that's why.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Because it'll make you really high if you put your head over it. Yeah.
Well, you know ammonia and bleach together, like you mix it.
If you listen to it too loud, you'll wake up just with a headache on the bathroom floor wondering what the hell happened to you.
What did I do last night?
Why would I do this to myself?
What is that awful smell?
So, we want to thank everybody for coming out. Definitely want to thank you.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me.
Coming out here. And
yeah, I got to say, we're playing a show at El Corazon October 3rd with Careless Skyline. A good friend of mine from Arizona is going to be up here on tour. Lisa Dank and Eli James. It'll be a very diverse evening of music, but we'll be going on around 8 o'clock, and I have to because I said that I would tell a congratulations to one of my best friends, Nick Bartman and Kristen Small, for getting married, and you know, I wish them nothing but the best. I missed their wedding, and he said, if you want to give me a gift, give me a shout-out, so I'm shouting out at you. You better be listening, man.
No,
boy.
You're talking out. Shout out to him. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, you don't want that. I'll bust everybody's ears.
You want to hear the shout, go to the show.
Yeah, right?
But hey,
that'll do it.
So we made 100.
Yes,
we made it.
Congratulations, you guys.
Congratulations, crew.
And we're all still alive.
Still alive. Party. It was a great show. Success. We want to thank everybody out there who supported the show.
The listeners, everybody. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this show. We've all been looking forward to this show for weeks.
Yep.
And it just kept getting better. The more people we knew were coming in and calling in and everything, it's been just absolutely awesome. It's been a great show.
Here's to the next 100.
ThePeterstownUnderground.com, Facebook, The Peterstown Underground. Also, go out there and vote for The Peterstown Underground for being the best of Western Washington radio show here. Here's Clover right here in The Peterstown Underground.
Oh, this one.
This one, huh?
Should have asked me about this one. I would have told you what this one's about. But we'll keep the mystery.
It's about
alive.
Luck, right? Luck?
No, well, it's about bad things happening to good people.
So, bad luck. But still about luck.
I guess it's just the circle of life or something. I don't know what you would call
the
it.
The circle of life.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
Puget Sound Underground, the all-new KGRG 89.9
FM.
You're listening to the PugetSoundUnderground.com.